Back here on Sports Talk, folks, don't forget you can have this show delivered directly to your phone absolutely free. You can listen to all 4 hours, one specific hour, or just the hottest clips. Just download the Odyssey app and follow Tommy Tucker's. Tommy Tucker Sports Talk, Newell Norman, whoever. We realize you can't always listen to the entire shows live on WWL, so Odyssey made it easy for you to listen when you want and how you want. That goes for this show, any of the shows on WWL. Download the free Odyssey app today. Take control, or just tell your smart speaker, play WWL. Someone I know has got that Odyssey app on the line with us right now, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, Jimmy and Gretna. What you got for us, Jimmy? Are you in line for those Taylor Swift tickets tonight?
Don't tell me you're getting them up the secondary market. Now.
Hold up. Guys, I just posted on the Facebook Marketplace my liver's for sale between now and tomorrow. It's a one-time only deal. I'm trying to trade this liver for some tickets, okay? And nobody's even biting on it, to be honest with you. So it's not looking good. My daughters want to go. My wife wants to go. We're going to see. Maybe Sunday. You know, everybody will be watching the Saints game. Some tickets will drop down. But, look, I wanted to say something about the spectrum of athletics down here. We know where the Saints are at. They're 2-5. I'll say this. Brian Kelly's done a great job. Should have won the USC game, but considering the injuries, I looked at this year for LSU and Tulane as a rebuild because, you know, you're replacing the Heisman quarterback in Jaden Daniels. You're replacing an NFL quarterback, a draft pick, and Michael Pratt with Tulane. Summerall's done a great job. They might win 9-10 games. The quarterback's played really well for a freshman at Tulane. And Nussmeier's been a lot better than I thought he'd be going into this big game this Saturday against A&M. With the injuries to Emory and Perkins, I kind of was like, oh, man, these are big-time leaders on the team. I thought they'd kind of collapse, but they beat Ole Miss, and now they're starting to believe in themselves, and young guys are stepping up. I went to the Pelicans game last night. Man, I hate to see Murray get hurt. He was lights out, almost had a triple-double. And Missy, the rookie for Baylor, I think that had a lot to do with Murray and his ability to facilitate the ball. It was dominant. He was blocking shots, Mike and Steve. He was scoring baskets. But, man, I don't know who's – my question to you guys is this. Who do you see stepping up at point guard for the Pelicans? And is it going to be like the center position by committee? Who do you guys see stepping up while Murray's hurt for a few months?
I'm curious to see if they might experiment with that point Zion a bit more.
A bit of it last year.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Before he got hurt. maybe CJ takes a bigger role into that.
Right.
I don't really know, Jim, because what you built was basically this was for Javonte Murray to run everything, to be the facilitator, everything run through him. And to have that type injury where he'll be out a couple months, man, that's difficult. So it won't be one guy. And I think you may see them sort of play around with combinations that would fit better. But there's nobody on this team that can get the ball in the right hands like Murray could. Either that or you wouldn't have made the trade.
Right, that's why they went after him, exactly. Curious, Jimmy, what were your thoughts on the crowd at the Smoothie King Center? I was just wondering how the Smoothie King Center was last night for that home opener, season opener, I should say, for the Pelicans. It looked like a pretty good crowd there.
It looked like a really good crowd.
And you definitely heard them through the TV, too.
Yeah, and again, man, we had somebody on from Chicago yesterday, and he was like, all I can tell you is the Bulls ain't good. So, man, I had a few
tell
people.
Tell me how you really feel.
I had a few people text after that. Mike, I know where I'm putting my money now. No, if a guy from Chicago is saying they're not very good, I know exactly where I'm putting my money.